Blog Talk Radio.
But the thing that got me was they were interviewing a reserve general who witnessed the plane going into the Pentagon from the golf house. He was on the roof of the golf club as he watched the plane go in. And he had a smile on his face describing what took place. And I said to my wife, is that appropriate? And my wife said, no. Very sad. Very sad. And I said to myself, you know, if Patton walked in tomorrow, being that the United States is in a state of war against Islam, oh, they won't tell you that, and they really don't want to face that fact, but let me tell you something. All these guys are mosque-trained, and they are mosque-encouraged, and it is a religion, and it's the religion of conversion by the sword. And if you don't believe me, ask the people of Nicaea. Anyway, I said to myself, it's really scary that if Patton walked into the Pentagon knowing that we were at war in Afghanistan and Iraq and all over the world, wherever there are Al-Qaeda terrorists, he would empty the Pentagon out and put everybody on the front line. He would leave somebody to make sure that the lights are turned off at nighttime. Everybody else would be at the front. We got too many chiefs, and they're trying the Indians. We got too many JAGs, crying JAGs. And we got too many Quislings trying to break the spirit of America in our own military. And we've got to stand up and defend. I swore that when those guys went overseas, I would watch their back. And I have failed because they've gotten Colonel Chisani, and they got the three Navy SEALs, and they've gotten other guys too. So I failed to watch the backs of the troops. And it was the one vow I swore I would keep. And if I failed, you failed. And you don't support the troops. Anybody who says they support the troops and can't find their flag pin in their top drawer, it's like saying, don't say Merry Christmas to a Christian. Don't say you support the troops. Not when 48 senators voted to burn the flag that drapes their coffins. Not when 135 Viet Congress mice voted to burn the flag that drapes their coffins. Not when Barbara Boxer says abortion is good for women. It's the same as taking Viagra. Yeah. May Barbara Boxer stand trial in front of only one year's kill, 1,400,000 babies standing by God, and let her explain to God and the 1,400,000 babies whose death warrant she signed. And here's another word of advice. Anytime you see the Democrats getting ready to make an announcement and Chuck Schumer is there and he's got a smile on his face, somebody is getting screwed. And can you spell Y-O-U? Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. That was a clip that I lost, and I found it, and so I opened the show with it. We were talking about Colonel Chisani. You know, there's an artist's drawing of him standing trial, and the judge is a woman. How's that? Isn't that great? Fantastic. Well, what does that mean? That means that he has less of a chance. than if he was standing before a real Marine. But of course, it is a man who's selling him out. The guy's name is Crapota, or Crappy, they call him for short. Lieutenant General Crappy. Yeah. Hello, Lieutenant General Crappy. How are all the little crappies? Yeah, he's going to make an example of a fighting Marine. They ought to tie that guy to the first berm buster when they go up over the hill in Afghanistan. Yeah. He probably has John Lennon albums. Yeah. You see, Bruce Springsteen wouldn't sing at the governor's inauguration. No, but he's going to do the benediction at the Pol Pot's inauguration. Only because the word pot is in his name. They support anything with pot in it. Bruce Springsteen, the boss, Mr. New Jersey. Yeah. I got stuff on my shoe that I call Mr. New Jersey. Yeah. And you heard me say, if Chuck Schumer's smiling, somebody's getting screwed. That's the truth. And guess what he's doing today? He's smiling. Hello, America. We're going to give you this health care package, and it's good for you. Yeah. Do you hear Chuck saying he wants $75 million for the police department to protect him from the next Al-Qaeda attack? Yeah, but do you hear him protesting the fact that we're bringing these slime bastards to New York to put on a show trial? The Scopes Monkey Trial, starring Eric Holder Scope, the head monkey. Yeah, let me tell you something. I never want to see the President of the United States assassinated. It would be the biggest disaster in this country. But should a bolt of lightning strike Eric Holder, I pray it strikes more than once. Yes, that would be music to my ears. Eric Holder is a anti-American, hates New York, a communist. He is a sellout. He's a bribe packager for the Clintons, and he has no loyalty to the United States whatsoever. He shouldn't be Attorney General. He shouldn't be a shoeshine boy. He's not qualified to be a shoeshine boy in Central Park. Eric Holder is a rat. As a matter of fact, if he drops his pants, the first thing you see is his tail. Eric Holder spit on 3,000 dead Americans with this little act, this little minstrel show he's putting on. And then you better pray that Bin Laden doesn't decide to come in person. And I wonder how many people that have no problem with trying Al-Qaeda in New York will be around that location when Al-Qaeda shows for work. I bet you they all have excuses. They got to be somewhere else that day. Mayor Bloomingdale told us we have nothing to worry about. His limousine will be the first one over the George Washington Bridge, and he'll be standing up in the center of it, shouting, "Get out of the way! Get out of the way!" Yeah, takes a bicycle by train. Let's see him take the bike by train the day Al-Qaeda comes. The day the Iranians take down all of the train station maps from their living rooms in New York and start to plant anthrax. Let's see how many trains Mayor Bloomingdale, Robin the Boy Wonder. Yeah, crime rate is down, all thanks to him. What did he do, bribe the criminals? Did he buy them like he bought the city council? The mayor of the city, a three-time loser. Oh, we had nobody to put up against them. You should have got a squirrel. You could have got a zoo pet. Hey, Kenan Thomas, they went after you for making fun of the golfer. I got a better one for you. You know the man in the iron mask? Do that parody with the governor of New York. Actually, if you just do the reverse on the man in the iron mask. Sheikh Abdul Rahman is now the governor of New York, and Governor Patterson sits in a federal jail in an iron mask. And that'll give you a lot of chuckles for the day. And speaking of Governor Patterson, he has declared war on the Catholic Church and the Catholic school system. And 1,000 Catholics on Staten Island are at Monsignor Farrell High School last night screaming that they've been raped. They're going to charge 3 cents for every taxable dollar of your personal income for a fee for the school, for the MTA. And the public schools at the end of the year are going to get all that money back, but the Catholic schools get nothing. Now, I just want you to picture this scenario. Picture two desks. You got it? Two desks. One desk is a public school desk. And the other desk is a private school desk. The tax money for the two desks is paid for by the Catholics. But the tax money for only one desk is paid for by the people that go to Communist Cucumber School. Catholics pay twice for education and only get the benefit when they pay for themselves in private school. Is that fair? Is that taxation? With representation? And of course the communists will tell you, well, you don't have to go to Catholic school. Let me tell you, if all the Catholics showed up in public school tomorrow and demanded their desks, there would be total chaos in this city. And why should we punish people that want a religious education? And the Republicans are all clicking their heels together, thinking that they're all going to be ushered back into office. And due to the mishandling of money by the Democrats, I got news for you. Neither of them deserve the job. Go get fresh crooks. Do not allow guys like Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Orrin Hatch, and pick your favorite, to win reinfection, to come in on the backlash. The Democrats are the worst. There's nothing worse than a Democrat. But the Republicans are close runners-up, and we don't want to reward them for their lack of initiative. We want fresh crooks. We want all new people. If you had the job, if you had the job in 2009, it's a time to exit the stage. Let's get rid of them all in 2010, and let's start our country over again. No more lawyers, no more millionaires, just average people who are struggling to pay their bills. We want honest people. And Tiger Woods, I have a suggestion for you. Run for governor.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. If I wear my heart out on my sleeve, but I don't want some pretty face
to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to believe. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue.
Time to wish baby Jesus a happy birthday. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Holy Days. My wife goes to the post office and she says to the guy, I want the holy stamps. So I went in right behind her and I got more holy stamps. And I love to send them to the credit card people. As a matter of fact, when I send Chase my monthly payment after they sent me a notice saying that my credit is no good after they ruined it, right? And they lowered my credit line, and then they told me that I'm too maxed out on my credit line. How clever Chase is, aren't they? I call them Chased Manhattan. And I hope one day they're chased out of town. But when I send my payment, I have a nice picture of the Holy Family on the stamp. And then on the full page, they sell these stamps by the page. They have one massive holy picture. And I stick that on the seal the envelope side. Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's probably choirs of angels delivering my credit card check. Couple of questions. You believe in God? Okay, you don't have to answer that on the grounds that my pen will incriminate you. Do you believe in guardian angels? I do. Mine's an alcoholic. I drove him to drink. This guy has been working day and night. I go drinking with my guardian angel. I can't get over, you know, like a Tiger Woods. Was he up to 11 women that have come forward now? I'm thinking of coming forward and saying I had an affair with him. Just to get the good press. Just to get the notoriety. But you know what? Okay, he cheated on his wife. He broke all the rules. But you know what he broke more than that? He broke a little girl's heart that calls him daddy. And that's the worst. That's the worst offense. A wife is an adult, even though she can't stand it and she can't fathom it. She can fathom it more than that little girl that he's holding in his arms and calls her daddy. And what's her question to daddy? Daddy, are all women cheap? 11 that you know are. Word of advice. If you're a young guy and you want to sow your wild oats, sow them until you're 93. But the day you take that wedding vow, that's it. And you take it before God. And you promise God that you will love, honor, and obey until death do you part. In sickness and in health, for better or for worse. And that's it. If you can't take that vow and keep it, don't take it. Don't take it. But once you take that vow, you put away the things of a child. And you become a man. And women who betray other women should be drawn and quartered. You know a guy is married. That doesn't mean that you got to give him the sex test. Go find somebody else. Go find another home to wreck. Yeah, when I grew up, if women were doing that, other women would give them a beating. Yeah, let me tell you. Now we're all pigs in a blanket. And that's because of liberalism. Liberalism is a mental disorder, like Savage says. They compromise everything. They compromise morals. They are pigs in a blanket. So, let me cheer you up with a tune. And once you have kids, and let me tell you something, the greatest deterrent to being picked off is pictures of your children. You go out some night with the boys for a drink, and you become a target of Mata Hari. All you got to do is show her pictures of your kids. And this is little Catherine. She's three. Yeah, and in about 2 seconds, you'll find yourself all alone. And you know what? If you don't have kids, bring pictures anyway. There are people that wear wedding bands just to keep the wolves away. That kid don't look like you. Well, he's adopted. But the other 15 are definitely all mine. Now, what was your question? What did you want to do? You wanted to get what? You wanted to get sick?
Hide your heart from sight. Then lock your dreams at night. 'Cause it could happen to you. Don't count stars, or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh, yeah, and down, 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 down you tumble. So keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. 'Cause it could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. Then sure enough, something happened to me.
What is Tiger Woods in trouble again? Hey, Tiger, hold that, Tiger. What's your wife's name? Mary Ann?
Thank you.
Sometimes I call our country the useless of A. Since Obama seized power in a communist coup d'etat with the help of the stupid people. Oh yes, we're going to have our first black president. That's what we always needed. We've always wanted it. How come you didn't pick a good one? With all the blacks that are out there, you got to pick this guy. This guy that goes gets a Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, you know who should have got the Nobel Peace Prize? Curtis LeMay. John Bazelon. That's who should have got the Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel Peace Prize from Norway? What did they have, five guys in the resistance? You know the word Quisling comes from Norway? They laid down for the Germans? Unbelievable. The Peace Prize. What a bunch of yo-yos. Yeah, we're going to do everything just like Europe because Europe does it better. Yeah, like World War One, World War Two, they did it better, huh? God help us, we're in trouble. A peace prize. Yeah, P-I-E-C-E, because we're all going to be in pieces. Oh, we're going to have sanctions against Iran now. What are you going to do? Not buy pistachio nuts? Unbelievable. And our allies, the Russians and the Chinese, are going to be with us. Yeah, they're going to be with you. They're going to be with you. I see a show last night on TV, and it looks very good. I didn't have the heart to watch it. It was too much of a downer. It was with Jeremy Irons, and it was called Madam Butterfly. You know, I called Obama President Butterfly. When he went to Japan, I called him President Butterfly. He was singing Umbel D out there, bowing to the Japanese emperor. I wonder if he's going to bow at a creche. I wonder if he'll bow to the King of Kings. Yeah, him and Rahm Emanuel. Oh, come, Emanuel. give me and ransom captive USA. And take it back from the communist way. It's getting cold in Afghanistan. I feel sorry for those GIs, especially the Marines. They guys like Admiral Lemon, they just love to use up Marines. Into the Valley of Death. Yeah. Well, we'd like to support you, but the Taliban's in court today trying to get an injunction against that attack. Oh, man. We're going to get a beating. You know what? I have visions of the U.S. military walking off the battlefield saying, screw you, America. You're not sending me over here to die. You come over here and fight these guys. And that'll be a sad day. That'll be a real sad day. In this Madam Butterfly, they were showing Paris during Mao's Cultural Revolution, and all the frogs were running around dressed as Maoists, turning over taxi cabs in Paris. Yeah, I don't think I want to be anything like Europe. I don't want to get any of those sexually transmitted diseases. You can take Europe, and you know what you can do with it. And anybody who goes to Paris on vacation without going to Normandy is a traitor. You have to go to Normandy first. And go to Anzio. And go to the Kasserine Pass. And go to Bastogne. And then go over to Iwo Jima. And go to Guadalcanal. And go to Tarawa. Go to Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, the home of two senators with war records who voted to burn the American flag. How's that? How's that for losing all your marbles, all your American marbles? He lost his American marbles, and they vote for abortion. They vote for abortion, which, by the way, is a $1 billion industry thanks to the Democrat Party. Yeah, Huey Long promised the chicken in every pot. The Democrats promised the chop-chop on every corner. Pretty soon they'll be doing drive-ins. You won't even have to come into the clinic. They'll send somebody to the house. Do you know what their biggest braggadocio is? Oh, yeah, well, we stopped the killing in the back alleys. Yeah, now you do them in the front office. Oh, how much progress we have made. 1,400,000 babies that nobody wants. I wonder what the nationalities are. I wonder what the religions are. I wonder what the colors are. Oh, you won't know unless you go into a dumpster late at night with a flashlight. Yeah. But they'll show you pictures of sick dogs and cats. But they won't show you 1,400,000 babies in one pile. Did you see the commercial where they show the polar bears jumping off of buildings? Is that another spit in the face of the 911 victims? That's called liberal disregard. Sick. Absolutely sick. Every day I get a report about an energy report. Who's doing what to who? And I just thought I'd give you today's highlights. The Chinese have just ordered a big drilling rig. It's over 4,000 meters long. And that's to add to their drilling rig fleet. They are drilling in China. All over the world, they're drilling for oil. It's called China Northeast. It's a 4,000-meter drilling rig. And there's also Qatar is sending their first liquid natural gas shipment to the U.S. And we got all the liquid natural gas we need. But we're going to get it from Qatar, the home of Al Jazeera, an anti-American sentiment, and the jihad tax. Angola, they're starting to drill for oil. They're opening up 5 new wells offshore in Angola. Namibia is starting to drill for oil. And Mongolia, they're starting to drill for oil in Mongolia. And also, Saudi has opened up some new oil fields. The only one that's not drilling for oil is Barack Obama, because we're all going to have little propellers on our hats. And we're going to generate our own electricity for our iPods as we check the Garmin locator for where our country used to be. Unbelievable. Yeah, let me give you a tribute to women. Let me brighten up your day. Let us not forget that we have the best looking women in the world. They just got to stop acting trashy. They got to bring back parasols and fainting ladies who get the vapors.
Your eyes are the eyes of a woman in love. And oh, how they give you away. Why try to deny you're a woman's love when I know very well what they say? Something deep within made them shine. Those eyes are the eyes of a woman in love, and may they gaze evermore into mine. Crazily gaze evermore into mine. Those eyes are the eyes of a woman in love, and may they gaze evermore into mine, crazily gaze evermore into mine.
You got 12 shopping days left till Christmas. Don't waste your money on the season's greetings, people. If you don't see a Merry Christmas greeting when you walk into a store, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Just do a quick spin. That's there's probably muggers in there. And I got to pay a tribute to Steve Malzberg. He did a wonderful thing today. He welcomed the Salvation Army, and he helped them raise $216,000 in their kettle campaign, especially after Target wouldn't allow the Salvation Army a couple of years ago Target wouldn't allow them to be on their premises out in the parking lot ringing the bell. So, and I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but during World War II, the Salvation Army gave GIs donuts and coffee for free, and the Red Cross charged them. The Red Cross told them, you don't need the money where you're going. How's that? And so the Salvation Army gets my top priority. I give them as much as I possibly can, because I know that one day they will give it back. The Red Cross, they're just going to have fancy balls. If it wasn't for O'Reilly, there'd be a lot of people in 911 victims that got the Red Cross shaft. O'Reilly brought them to task. And for that, O'Reilly is my hero. He gets a pass. So let me give you a little tribute to the baby Jesus in French. Yes. The French were once a religious people.
Le Rédempteur. brisée, tout entrave. La terre est libre et le ciel est ouvert. Il voit un frère où n'était qu'un esclave. L'amour uni ce qu'enchaîne est le fait. Qui lui dira notre reconnaissance? C'est pour nous tous qu'il naît, qu'il souffre et meurt. Peuple debout, ta délivrance, Noël, Noël, chantons le rédempteur.
That was a little taste of Maynard Ferguson. And of course you recognize the tune MacArthur Park. Let me see if we can... I'll bet you he can't play opera. Want to bet? Okay, so he can play opera, but he can't swing. It doesn't mean a thing if he can't swing.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, 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 do I. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. Do I, 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 do I. It makes a difference if it's sweet or high. Just give that rhythm everything you got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, 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 do I. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, do I. Don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. Do I. It makes a difference if it's sweet or high. Just give that rhythm everything. Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, 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 do I.
How about when Maynard swings at Birdland? Isn't that swing? Welcome to America. Press 1 for Spanish, press 2 for Barbara Batteri. Hey, boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com. Welcome to the Party's Over Party. I'm watching Fox Business Saturday morning, and everybody's arguing about government waste. You want to know how you get rid of government waste? You get rid of the government. Fire everybody. There shouldn't be a guy there that had a job last week. And I'll tell you something. The party's over party has a list of demands, and one of them is no new government employees for at least 1 year. And that includes the House and the Senate. And I'm listening to these guys, and they're all talking about Greenpeace. And while they're talking about Greenpeace and the green movement, I see another movement. It's called the nuclear movement. And you want to worry about global warming? Or worry about 10 nukes going off in the Middle East. Worry about Israel firing back. Worry about the desert sands becoming a sheet of glass. Worry about the price of oil, which is plummeting, by the way, and keep it plummeting till it goes to $9.11. And enough with this Mickey Mouse crap worrying about carbon dioxide. You better start worrying about nuclear fallout and radioactive poisoning. You want global warming, and you're going to get it. There won't be a polar bear left when we have the nuclear winter. And you'll have plenty of cold. So let me turn to the front page of my Saturday Communist newspaper. And what's the big headline grabber? The big headline grabber, top billing. Cops, mom drove drunk, crashes with two kids in a car. She's 25 years old. She's a loser already in life. Then we turn to the right side, top billing. More trouble for teen driver. Local resident was allegedly driving dad's car. Dad's got a 2003 Honda. So you know dad comes from money. He's driving dad's car under the influence of marijuana, which President Obama wants to legalize. Yeah. This guy is 18. He's the graduate of a Catholic high school. That his father drove a 2003 Honda so that he could pay Jerk's tuition. And Jerk flipped the car. How's that? He's 18 and he's a pothead already. How's that? He's one of those five American junkies that nobody talks about. He's not a junkie, he's only a pothead. He's a dangerous pothead. He's driving potted. Yeah. But you want to know the sad part of this story? The sad part of this story is this guy is on his way to heroin. The sadder part of the story underneath is that another teen who was not troubled volunteered to serve his God and country. And he's sitting there, and somebody's putting a shoe, a sneaker, on his artificial leg. Okay? Not only does he have two artificial legs, he has two artificial arms. Okay? And its big headline is, which is not the prevalent headline, the headline is, pothead flips his car. This guy had his Jeep flipped in Iraq, and he lost his arms and his legs, and he's maybe 2 years older than Pothead, okay, the family jewel, and he's missing his arms and his legs, and you know what he says? He loved the military, he misses the military. How's that? He can't serve his country enough, and he's legless and armless, and there's Pothead, the national symbol of what's wrong with this country. And he's saying, everything happens to me. God help us. And then say a little prayer for Brendan Morocco, because he can walk again. God bless you, Brendan Morocco. You have given more than the entire state of California or New York and combined. Oh, God. Are we in trouble? We're losing the best. And we're promoting the worst. May your life be full of happiness and joy. And may you get more joy out of 1 minute of life than all the spoiled brats who will walk the earth for 90 years. And that's why I say we got to bring back the draft. Everybody's got to get dirty. Everybody's got to double down. Everybody's got to get involved. When you got guys like Chris Matthews who hid out in Swaziland during NAM, you have a country of useless people. And that's why I call it the useless of A. We got to get everybody involved. Everybody's got to tote the barge and lift the bale. No exception. Men or women, fat people. If you're fat, you can go into the fat people's platoon. If you're wheelchair bound, you can go into the wheelchair division. Everybody gets to serve their country at least 1 year. And then everybody's got skin in the game. And then it's equal justice for all. Not the wheelchair for some, and others get off scot-free. That's not right. We got to build a nation of men again. All we have today are crybabies who stand in the breadline and demand toast. I'm watching O'Reilly and his guest that sat in for him, substituted for him, is Laura Ingraham. And her guest is some Canadian nutjob who's praising China for their policy of one child. And Laura Ingraham says, do you know that the suicide rate amongst Chinese women is higher than anywhere else in the world? She didn't care. China's doing a wonderful job, drowning those babies. Yeah, and you know what I say? The woman is a complete fool, and anybody who thinks like her is also needs a brain enema. God has given us more land than we can fertilize. God has given us more galaxies than we can colonize. And we just haven't measured up to his expectations. You look at the most overpopulated country in the world, they got land they have not developed yet. But everybody will show you a picture of everybody crowded in a city. In India, they got tigers walking around looking for villages. Come on, give me a break. God has planned for the next 10 million years. And anybody who doesn't believe in God but believes the Big Bang Theory, I also believe the Big Bang Theory, and every Sunday I go and visit the Big Banger. Let's say I have a salute to kids before they kill any more of them. And girls. Last night I'm watching Hannity, and he had a great show. He had an absolutely great show. And I feel bad that it wasn't advertised enough, because he would have got a lot more viewers. It was sort of thrown together real quick, and but he had some good guests on. He had Secretary of the Navy Lehman on. He had a CIA guy who was out there in Afghanistan hunting bin Laden. He had Deborah Burlingame, who lost her brother, a pilot, into the Pentagon building, who had his throat cut by one of those 15 Saudi Arabians. From the Religion of Peace, P-I-E-C-E, yeah. And you know what that CIA guy said? There's 900,000 of those people out there. In his estimation, there's 900,000 terrorists. How's that? Isn't that great? And you could probably round up at least half of them at Columbia, the germ of the ocean. And they were all protesting this zoo trial that Eric Holder, the packager of bribes, presented to President Clinton. FALN terrorist kickbacks, Hamas kickbacks, Vignali crime family kickbacks. Oh yeah, we got a clean government. We're so clean it makes Hamid Karzai jealous. Poor Hamid Karzai. You know what they're doing to Hamid Karzai? They're doing the same thing they did to Donald Rumsfeld. They accused him of being a failure, but they never brought any charges. They're accusing Hamid Karzai of being a crook, but they haven't listed. They refuse to give a list of particulars. But everybody's an expert on Hamid Karzai. Do you know what Bush Kiki is? You don't know. Most people don't know. All these people that are experts on Hamid Karzai have no idea what Bush Kiki is. It's a national sport in Afghanistan. And what they do is they get a goat and they cut its head off. And then they sew the neck. And they use the goat as a football on horseback. And tribesmen, they've been doing this since the days of Genghis Khan. And they it's like polo with a goat. And that's called Bush Kiki. And you learn something new today. Now, when George Bush got hit on 9/11, they created a new sport in Afghanistan. It was called Bush Kikiesi. But you know what? The left went after Bush for being too aggressive. Oh, you can't say the word terrorist. It's not nice. They're going to get mad at us, and they're going to come to New York and kill us. We have to be very careful what we say about the terrorists. Yeah, now they're bringing them here. There's going to be 50 Al-Qaeda in 50 cabs running up and down Fifth Avenue. You wait and see. And Mayor Bloomingdale, all these people should be fired right on the spot. If anything breaks out in New York as a result of this faux pas created by Eric Holder and the Communist Party of North America, every politician who looked the other way should get thrown out the window. At basement level. We don't want to hurt them, but they got to be thrown out the window. That goes for Congressman Nadler. That goes for Chuck Schumer. That goes for the governor of the state in New York. That goes for Mayor Bloomingdale, or as I call him, Robin the Boy Wonder. He's fighting crime on his dime. He owns the city council. He could be playing Henry Tudor, this guy. Yeah. And the city council should be the privy council. They're all bought and sold by a billionaire. Yeah, unbelievable. It's a good thing that Mayor Bloomingdale doesn't want to divorce Catherine of Aragon. Oh, God. He started his own religion just to pass a law. God help us. God help us. We're all in trouble. There isn't a high school named after one fallen hero who died on 9/11. But the first high school that was named when Mayor Bloomingdale came to office was named after a San Francisco mayor that got shot by a cop. Yeah, Harvey Milk. And he didn't even have milk. Harvey had no milk. So they named the school after him. And you know what kind of school? A school for kids that are allegedly picked on because of their sexual nature. This is how we come together as a country. This is how we do not divide and conquer. No, not at all. Yeah. And Ilian Gonzalez's mother was a tramp. Remember that one? Yeah. She drowned trying to save her son to bring him to America, and she was labeled a tramp. That's a typical Democrat tactic. And Catherine Willie goes to see President Pinocchio Pants while her husband is committing suicide in the woods to try and get him a job, and get her a job. Of course, you know she's going to be a widow shortly. And what does she get? She gets groped. And then when she brings it up in the public, her cat gets threatening phone calls. And this is your government at work. Yeah, remember Congressman Conyers and the girl who disappeared? What do they call them when they, not AIDS, they have another name for them. They're like court jesters. Yeah, Chandra Levy was her name, and she disappeared. Nobody could find her. And then they found her. How's that? How's that one? They searched the woods and they didn't find her, and then the guy was walking his dog in the same woods that was searched and they found her. Yeah, everything is going just hunky-dory. You got a Kennedy at 4 o'clock in the morning drives up the steps of the house drunk, and the policemen take him home. Yeah, but Tiger Woods makes a right turn into a fire hydrant, and they've got a grand jury investigating his 9 girlfriends, and they haven't even done the back 9 yet. Tiger Woods is a sinner, but a Kennedy gets a papal pass. Yeah, give me a break. Barbara Boxer, this woman she should show up at work with a broom, riding it. This woman is evil personified. Her goal is no more kids in the USA. Shut down Disney World and execute everybody. If you haven't reached the age of 6, you're prime for abortion. Barbara Boxer, she is definitely, when they show her, they should show a cauldron and her stirring it. She is evil, 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 evil. If you don't take your country back in 2010, you will never see it again. You're finished. You're going to be like the pink pad in the Brillo ad. You're all washed up, a pink pad. We're in trouble. We've got to get rid of everybody that's in Congress. Everybody. Democrat or Republican, we got to send a message. You don't mess with us. You don't play us for a fool. And you don't make the rules, we do. You're fired. Get your crap and get out. And the first thing we got to do is get rid of the EPA. We got to shut it down. Send them to China and let them see what real smog looks like. And the only grant that should be around is on a $50 bill. And it should be in your pocket. And when somebody says, did you get a grant? You can reach in your pocket and say, yeah, I got 2 of them. I got $100 that I'm keeping and the government's not getting. And that's it. And a balanced budget now. That's it. And the way you get a balanced budget now is you get rid of all this green crap. And you don't send any money to any foreign government to support Hugo Chavez. You don't give $8 billion to the Turks not to let us land in northern Iraq. That money should have been taken right off the table. Can't land, can't have the cash. And I wouldn't have given them cash to begin with. I would have to say, you got to let us land for nothing. That's it. I'm not buying friends. I would rather have enemies that I can't afford. Yeah, okay. So let me give you a little tune. And that's it. No more grants. Farts for the arts? Forget about it. I ain't paying somebody to pee on a crucifix in a jar. No way. And I'm not paying for abortions. No way am I paying to kill a kid. I don't want to see a black child murdered. I don't want to see a white child murdered. I don't want to see a Chinese baby murdered. I don't want to see a Latino baby murdered. I don't want to see any kid murdered. You know what? If anybody has to have an abortion, it should be the guy that conceived the child. He should have at least 20 feet of intestines removed at the same time. And we'll see how many guys have become a pro-life all of a sudden. And some of them won't even give you cab fare to go to the clinic. And how do you tell your little daughter that she's going to be the only child in the family because you wanted a boy and the doctor said that the next one was going to be a girl and you didn't want another girl? How do you tell that to your daughter? You can't tell that to your daughter. You know why? Because kids know when you lie. You can't get over on your kids. And kids can spot a liar a mile away. And like I said last night, Tiger Woods' biggest betrayal was that of his children. They say he has more than one child. I only seen a picture of one little girl in his arms. But that's who he betrayed. Yeah, he double-crossed his wife, but he betrayed his children. And never forget what Harry Truman said the first day he looked on Bill Clinton from heaven. If a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? You think about that. Put that on the scale of justice. The name of this tune is Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming, a rose that grows in the snow. You think about that. Could you see Barbara Boxer feeding the poor? Do you think she's a St. Elizabeth of Hungary? And you have to buy those from the government. No milk for babies. They're going to ban breast milk. The only thing you can get to feed your kid is carbon credits. Kind of hard to understand the words. That's a 15th century German Christmas carol translated into English by a guy named Theodore Baker. And here's the English description of that Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming. Lo, how a rose air blooming from tender stem hath sprung, of Jesse's lineage coming, as men of old have sung. It came a floweret bright amid the cold of winter, when half spent was the night. Isaiah 'twas foretold it, the rose I have in mind, with Mary we behold it, the virgin mother kind. To show God's love aright, as she bore to men a Savior, when half spent was the night. The shepherds heard the story proclaimed by angels bright, how Christ the Lord of glory was born on earth this night. As to Bethlehem they sped, and in the manger found him, as angel heralds said. This flower, whose fragrance tender with sweetness fills the air, dispels with glorious splendor the darkness everywhere. True man, yet very God, from sin and death he saves us, and lightens every load. O Savior, child of Mary, who felt our human woe, O Savior, King of glory, who dost our weakness know, bring us at length, we pray, to the bright courts of heaven and to endless day. How's that, huh? And what do we get here in the United States? Happy holidays. Season's greetings. Jingle bells. Today, the communists accuse you of being jingoistic if you're pro-God and country. They call you a jingoist. Well, if being a pro-God and country means my country tis of thee, then jingo all the way, baby. Yeah, dashing through the snow, dodging machine gun bullets.